Welcome to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. This is show number 198 for March 22nd, 2009. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. The song you're listening to is You'll Disappear by the phenomenal Hand Clap Band. And this music is part of a compilation from South by Southwest, a music festival that's going on down in Austin, Texas. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning into the Homebase Travel Agent Show. This is a show about and for travel agents, or for someone or anyone who's interested in the travel business. So I want to welcome you aboard, and I want to let you know this is not a show that's an infomercial like many shows that you may hear on the internet. This is a show about helping travel agents become successful in their business. We don't have anything to sell other than what is advertised on the show, which you will know when there's an advertisement because I tell you, I'll let you know that, or you can tell that just by the text of the way I read the message anyhow. And the only ad, actually the only paying ad that we have on the show is GoToMeeting through the Citrix company. So the rest of the show is dedicated to helping out fellow travel agents. And speaking of fellow travel agents, I want to shout out to Jane Grant of Dragonfly Trips. Jane just signed up on Facebook as a friend of mine, and I friended her back, and now Jane and I are connected on Facebook, which as a listener you can do. Just drop me a friendship request on Facebook and I'd be happy to add you. Once again, thank you, Jane Grant from Maine. Jane from Maine. I thought that was cute. She sent me an email and said, "Hi, I'm Jane from Maine." And that's Jane Grant of Dragonfly Trips. Kind of a neat website she has too. And with that, this is a good time to get the advertisement in here about GoToMeeting. And you know, I use GoToMeeting in my regular workday, and I find it's very handy because I can set up a meeting, an online meeting, just in about 2 minutes or less, and be collaborating with someone on the screen. And you know, during these tough economic times, businesses of all sizes need to increase productivity and cut costs. And online meetings are a great place to start. GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix, lets you meet with anyone located anywhere, right from your computer. So you can do more and travel less. With GoToMeeting's all-you-can-meet service, you can hold as many online meetings as you want without paying per-minute charges. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. Yep, that's free for 45 days. And to take advantage of the special offer, you must visit www.gotomeeting.com/podcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/podcasts. That's podcasts with an S. And you get your free 45-day trial. So check it out. Well, I certainly want to thank you if you are a listener and a continued listener and a subscriber. You know, it's really easy to subscribe to the show. You just go over to iTunes and type in Home Travel Agent, and the link to the show will come up, and you can hit the subscribe button, and you will be subscribed. Or you can go to the website, and there's information there at hometravelagent.net on how to subscribe to the show. Also, we talk a lot about different things on the show and quite often put links to those items that we talk about, web-based links. And the best way to get those links is to sign up for the newsletter, which is actually the show notes. And you can do that at the website at hometravelagent.net. Over on the right-hand side of the page, you can put your link or your email address in, and you'll get the show notes right in your email box. And one of our former guests on the show sent me an email announcing another tour that he's doing, and it's an Oktoberfest tour. And what it is, it's from the Thirsty Swagman, and they're offering an Oktoberfest adventure. And the tour is limited to 24 travelers, and it's a record-holding party. It's a 12-night pub crawl through Europe. So the Thirsty Swagman is looking to put people through their paces at the Oktoberfest in Europe. So you might want to check that out. Actually, I'll give you the email address where you can get some more information on that. But one other thing that Kenneth from the Thirsty Swagman is looking for, he says, I am looking around a bit for someone in the USA to be a dedicated contact for us. We'd pass them our US-Canada leads, and they'd take care of them in the USA. So someone with an interest in party travel and who is able to call every lead, about 5 or 10 per week, and normally they're from the U.S. He says, you know, we're looking for someone to help us out, and I told him, well, I'll give a shout-out on the show, and maybe there'll be a travel agent that's interested in doing that and make arrangements with Kenneth to take care of his leads in the U.S. I'm sure it's a position where you can earn a little extra money, but that's between you and Kenneth, and if you want to contact Kenneth, there's links in the show notes, and you can also email him at info@thirstyswagman.com. And that's thirsty, SWAGMAN.com. And I also have his phone number in the show notes for you. So with those introductory remarks, I want to get right into the co-hosted segment of the show. We have some news items coming up right after the co-hosted segment. So with that, we'll get right in there with Laureen, and we're going to talk a little bit about promoting yourself. Very important thing to do to get business. Here we go. Welcome to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and we're at the point in time where we're going to do the co-hosted segment with Laureen Romero, and I'd like to welcome Laureen back to the show, and happy spring, Laureen.
Well, thank you, Barry. Yes, happy spring. I hear you have had how many feet of snow for winter for you?
We're probably at 120 inches. What's that, 10 feet maybe?
Wow.
Not all at once. It's not like we walk out our door and can't get out or anything, but over the
course. House isn't completely covered from top of the roof all the way to the ground?
No. But over the course of the season, we've had just one heck of a lot of snow here.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking out here.
I mean, it was, according to the weatherman, 78 degrees on Wednesday.
Wow. Nice. Well, I'm encouraged. I'm looking out my office window here as I'm speaking, and I'm watching a big fat robin hopping around, thinking maybe that he'll find a worm, or she maybe.
Which indicates ground is softening and plants could be growing soon.
Yeah, yeah. So it's all exciting here. You know, after a long winter like we've had, it's really exciting to get back into some nice weather. You really appreciate it at this point.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. You know, and it's funny that, you know, talking about kind of rejuvenation and coming back to life, the thing that we wanted to talk about in the co-hosted segment is about promoting your businesses and how, during we've had these difficult times, how to be able to rejuvenate your business and get the word out about who you are as a travel agent and how to promote yourself. And one of the things that Barry and I often use as a resource, and we want to give a few minutes to talk about it, is a book by David Stockard, and it's called The Idea Machine 2, which is the one that Barry and I both look at. And Barry, what's been in the book recently that's really jumped out for you?
Well, one thing that really jumped out to me, and especially in these difficult times, as you mentioned, you know, a part of the book is dedicated, and by the way, there's about 302 ideas in this book on, well, the subtitle of the book is More Great Selling Ideas and Updated Marketing Tactics to Help You Sell Travel. And the piece that really jumped out at me was promoting yourself. And, you know, I like that part, and I think, you know, you do have to promote yourself. You know, my formula is to sell. You have to get out there, and people have to get to know you, like you, trust you. And then at that point, after they get the trust built up, they'll buy from you. And then hopefully the last part of the formula is that they'll make referrals to you. But the first and very first piece of that is that you have to promote yourself. And that's this part of the book that caught my eye.
And he does a really good job on giving examples on promoting yourself. One of the things is talking about business cards and what you need to have on your business cards, the basics. Amazingly, I always find people, when I go to trade shows, they have business cards, but they don't have their email address on it. Hello?
Yeah, this day and age, you got to have your email address.
Even if it's, like mine's a Mac.com account, I've had the same account for 9 years. which is great. And I've been very fortunate and to keep it consistent. And it does make it difficult if one, your ISP account gets bought by another company because, you know, you go from AT&T to PacBell or whoever, and it does make it difficult. But always make sure to have a way for people to reach you. I keep my cell phone number on there. I'm not going to be giving people my home phone number. I would like a little bit of privacy. Thank you very much. But also by having a cell phone number on there, it allows people to reach you when you're normally maybe not available. For example, I was out of town, but I was still was able to get calls. And I also know to turn my cell phone off at night. Sometimes people just do business late at night. They're really not expecting to reach you. They just want to leave a message. And even though I work from home, my cell phone's going to be ringing at unusual hours. I just turn it off. I know how to turn it off and give myself a little bit of privacy. What are some other ways to, besides a business card, how to get your name out there and promote yourself and be available to people, Barry?
Well, one big way is your website, and if you don't have a website, you should look into developing a website, or there are businesses out there that are in business to help you get a website. Lorene, do you belong to one of those?
The website that I get, that I use, is through my host agent, and a lot of different host agencies use this particular company. It's called Passport Online, and the reason that I use that particular company and I pay a monthly fee is, and I take full responsibility, is I'm lazy. This company, by me paying their fee each month, they update it with all sorts of different specials that are going on, whether it's cruise specials from Carnival or Royal Caribbean, or if somebody, say, for example, wants to, they go to the website and they want to look for a tour. Current promotions by Globus will come up, by different kinds of companies that I pick that I want to represent me. I tend to pick ones like Globus, but I don't have Monogram on there. They're essentially the same company, but they cater to a different level of clientele. And what I get for my services, they update it daily or weekly for me. If Lorene was to update her website, it would probably still have outdated information 2 or 3 years ago. Being that geeky and that tweaky is not on my calendar. I don't have time to be able to do that. So it's a service that I'm willing to pay for.
Yeah, you know, I might back up just a little bit here and mention that, you know, this book by Dave Stockard, The Idea Machine 2, Dave has been a guest on our program at least once, and maybe twice. Help me with my memory here.
I think our pal Dave's been on the show twice. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's been a valued guest here, and his book is very valuable too. And I'll have a link to the book in the show notes, so that you can check it out yourself. But you know, again, this is the time when you may want to brush up on ideas and how to get the word out there about your business, about yourself, and whatever. And another interesting idea here in Dave's book, and obviously we're not going to give them all away. We're just helping Dave out here. But, you know, at the same time, we're helping you out because we want you to be successful, and these are great ideas. But anyhow, another idea that he has that, I would have never thought about, and that's becoming a notary public. Because, you know, in your business, you get a reputation as being a notary public, and people need notary publics at different times, and when they seek you out, you have an opportunity to give them your business card and an opportunity for them to get to trust you and know you. And obviously, to be a notary, you have to be somewhat legitimate. You have to go through a process to become one, so that gives you a leg up on building that trust with clients or potential clients. So becoming a notary public is a great idea, I think.
One of the things he also mentions in his book, and we've talked about, we've actually had a full discussion on it, and I'll only mention it briefly in my part of closing, is that being involved in your local chamber of commerce and the importance of keeping local contacts and being able to promote yourself with people that are close by you and who can really be in touch with you locally, and you run into them everywhere.
Yeah, that's a great tool, Chamber of Commerce. An excellent place to develop those contacts. And here's something that we've talked about, too, on the show, and we've not only talked about it, but this is in Dave's book as well, but, you know, follow-up. If you sell something, follow up with a letter, a thank you letter, show people that you care, call them up, ask them how their trip was, what they would like to do better next time, or how you can help them with their next vacation. You know, always an opportunity to contact them and maybe make that future sale.
And don't be afraid to ask for feedback. That's one of the things that people are really hesitant is, oh, God, you know, what if it didn't go well? What if they, what if it didn't go well? You can be their advocate and pass that on to whoever your contact is at a cruise line. I had clients who had issues on one of the cruise lines they were on. They'd been a long-time passenger of them. This time they just got really terrible service, and I passed that on. And the regional manager wrote a letter of apology because they were going to lose those people as clients from now on. They were going to go to another cruise line because they were not happy with the service. And right now, in the day and age where we are, where business is tight, cruise lines and other companies really do want to keep their customers satisfied. And by you being an advocate, by saying, how did it go? Sometimes when things didn't go well, actually can work in your benefit because you can help back up that client and make them happy. Other times, you know what? They're going to go, I had this great time. I had two clients that went to Hawaii. I used Happy Vacations, who I love. They have really good resources. They referred my clients to staying at a place that I had never been, so I couldn't personally speak of it. Let me tell you, when my clients got back, they loved the place. They thought I was wonderful. God, for Happy Vacations, and they were a good referral. They, you know, it's when they come back all excited and they want to show you pictures, you know you're in the right place.
Oh, yeah, you've done good.
Yeah, and it wasn't even me, you know, which is great. But those clients trust that I can work with companies that'll make them happy, and that makes them repeat customers for you. So, you know, getting back at how to get, you know, by promoting yourself, following up with your clients, and making sure they're happy, don't be afraid if they're not happy. You know what? You'll figure it out. You'll make them happy customers, and they'll keep coming back because they feel that you care about them. And personally, that's what you want to do. You want to get them to know that you actually do care about them and that they are not just someone on a checklist.
Yeah, and that really differentiates you from a website where people would buy travel. I mean, you're out there advocating for them, finding the best vacation value for them, the best vacation that fits their lifestyle, and using your expertise that you've developed over time, taking training courses and taking fam trips and doing all those things that you talk about, Lorraine.
Absolutely. So that was our two cents that we wanted to do to be able to kind of help rejuvenate some thoughts that are going through agents' minds. It is a tough economy, and I'd gone months without a booking, without contacts with clients. Things are starting to roll around. My experience, and, you know, Barry, I'm not going to speak for you, of course, but my experience are people are starting to feel a little bit better. They're realizing, you know, times are tough, but I really need to get out and get on vacation. I booked two more cruises in the last week. I would have thought people were really holding on to their money, but honestly, cruise lines are giving some awesome deals right now. And it's my job to get out there and let my clients know that they're available for them to take. And they're going, oh, well, you know what? I can afford that. And just get out there, talk to your clients. You know, you may not have talked to them in a little while. This is a great chance for you to reconnect and to get out there and promote yourself.
Absolutely.
So, Barry, if listeners want to contact you, what is a good email address?
They can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Lorraine?
My email is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's sharptongued@mac.com.
Very good. Very great. Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, very good. And we do have some guests coming up in future shows, so stand by for that.
Now, Barry, are we taking a break next week?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I will be out of town attending a corporate retreat. The corporation that I'm part owner of is Raw Voice Incorporated, and that's part of the, we own the Blueberry Network and Tech Podcast Network, Podcaster News and Podcast Promos, all podcasting networks. And we get together once a year out of town to develop corporate strategies for the upcoming year. So I will be doing that next week, kind of sequestered away in a hotel room downtown Columbus, Ohio. And it's the reason we're going to Columbus is because one of our partners just had a baby, and he lives in Columbus, so we thought we better keep him close to home. So.
Well, good. That's kind of you to put that out. Instead of going, let's go to Hawaii, or is it sunny in Florida yet?
Yeah. Yeah, and we didn't declare any big bonuses for us.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And you're not taking a private jet to Columbus?
No, it's a private Volkswagen.
Right. So we will catch up in a couple of weeks. I hope you have a good meeting. And I want to give a special shout-out to one of our listeners, Deb Gronsky. I know that her birthday is on the 25th and that we won't be recording for me to harass her during that time. So I just kind of wanted to put it out this week so that way she can blush while she's listening to the show.
Well, that's good. She has definitely been a longtime listener and part of our home-based travel agent family, and I certainly want to wish her a happy birthday, too.
Great. Well, we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Will do, and have a great week. Have a great couple weeks, Lorraine. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Lorraine, for a great co-hosted segment once again. And, yeah, I'll mention again here, even though we just mentioned it, that next week I will be in Columbus, Ohio, so I will not be doing a show. So the next show will be be in April. And I look forward to coming back, and we'll be talking again in April. So with that, I'm going to get into the news articles. How many do I have here? I think I've got 3 articles. Well, let's paw through them here a bit. Yep, I've got 3 news articles. And the first one is about Royal Caribbean and Universal Orlando Resort are partnering up to offer the ultimate land and cruise vacation. Now, these cruise vacation packages are a 3 or 4 night stay at Universal Orlando Resort, along with a 3 or 4 night Bahama cruise, and that's aboard Royal Caribbean's Monarch of the Seas. Or you can do a 7-night Caribbean cruise as well aboard the Freedom of the Seas, along with the 3 or 4 night Universal Orlando Resort stay. And what you'll get is complimentary admission to select live entertainment venues at the Universal City Walk and ground transfers between airport, hotel, theme parks, and the ship at Port Canaveral. So you may want to look this up. You may want to offer this to some of your clients. It sounds like a pretty good deal and a lot of fun. Now, the next story is important to travel agents because we have to worry about hurricane season down in the Caribbean and the Atlantic. And this comes from AccuWeather, and AccuWeather's Joe Bastardi, who's a forecaster, is forecasting fewer U.S. landfalls of hurricanes this hurricane season. And he also says that there are going to be fewer overall number of named storms. So it sounds like there's going to be less hurricane and tropical storm activity in the Atlantic and the Caribbean this year. And the reason for this is that there's a weak... The weak La Nina in the Pacific Ocean is going to dissipate, and there's an expected orientation of high pressure in the eastern Atlantic, which will produce a stronger easterly trade wind across northern Africa. And what this means, this is going to result in increased dust and dry air being pushed westward into the Atlantic, and that's where many of these tropical storms originate. So cooler water temperatures in the deep tropical Atlantic, which is a typical breeding ground for hurricanes, is going to mean less hurricanes, so cooler water temperatures as well as these other items, the weak La Nina and the high pressure pushing the dry air across out of northern Africa. So this may be a good year to make some plans to travel to the Caribbean, maybe early, do a cruise in September, and avoid the hurricanes. Now, this article comes from, actually, the South Florida Business Journal, but it's reported in the Wichita Business Journal, and it talks about how cruise industry executives are optimistic despite the bad economy, and the president and CEO of MSC Cruises, Richard Sasso, is optimistic, and he says that regardless of recessions or disruptions to oil supplies, he says the industry expects to have 13.4 million cruise passengers in 2009, and that's up 300,000 from last year. So that's a nice increase, despite the economy. Now, Norwegian Cruise Lines president, Kevin Sheehan, says still the industry is adjusting and will survive by offering low fares and special incentives, such as rebate clauses for those who book a cruise but then lose their job. And Gerald Cahill of Carnival Cruise Lines said that we've always found, and we found this year, that we can move our more inventory when we bring our prices down. And keeping those ships full is the key to their success, even though they have lower prices. And that means good deals for your clients, lower prices. So look for some pretty good cruise deals coming up here in 2009. Did I say I had three articles? I think I do have four. One's a real short one. And this is from USA Today, and it's by Kitty Bean Yancey in her hotel hot sheet. And she's noted that there is a hotel group, the Apple Core Hotels, and they are offering a layaway plan so that you can put $20 down on your booking, and then you can pay for the hotel expense ahead of time in advance as you go. You know, as you're waiting to get to the hotel, you can pay a little bit at a time, and once you get there, your hotel expense is all paid. Now, you can still cancel at any time and get a refund. So, a layaway plan for hotels. And there will be a link to this article in the show notes, as well as the other articles. So, we have a couple of birthdays coming up. Laureen Romero's birthday is coming up on March 25th. Gee, she failed to mention that in the co-hosted segment. So, happy birthday, Laureen. And also, Deb Gronsky's birthday. Deb is a travel agent, a listener. And she's been on the show before. So March 25th, birthdays. Laureen Romero and Deb Gronsky, happy birthday. And with that, what I want to do is close the show for this evening and wish everybody great travel, stay healthy, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.